PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your Sunday program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. It's very nice to have you with us on this, the second show for the month of February, with Valentine's Day just a few days away, as this program is going out on the 12th of February. Valentine's, of course, is on the 14th. So, what do you have planned? Do you have planned something special for that loved one? And if you're all by yourself, I'm not going to add any more on that. But anyway, very nice to have you with us today. We actually have a special feature today prepared for us, by Bob Zanotti, host of Switzerland in Sound. It's a very interesting big band, an airport big band, which I'll tell you about in just a moment. But we're going to begin with Oscar Peterson, who is, well, actually one of my favorite jazz pianists of all time. And this is from a new collection that was released a couple of years ago, made up of Pablo and Telarc recordings, not just of Oscar Peterson alone with his trio or playing solo, but also Oscar Peterson performing with other artists like Stepan Grappelli and Joe Pass. And the one we're going to take a listen to now, it's the Duke Ellington composition Caravan with, that's right, Oscar Peterson and the one and only Dizzy Gillespie. Thank you. Yes, Caravan, composed by Duke Ellington. They're performed by Oscar Peterson and Dizzy Gillespie. A very different arrangement from other versions that have been done before, beginning today's edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Very nice to have you with us, and as it always is, every single week. Now, I'm going to run off the name of some airports, okay? Schiphol Airport in the Netherlands. Stuttgart International Airport in Germany. Heathrow Airport in London, Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, Kennedy Airport in New York, Miami International, of course, in Miami, Taiyuan International Airport here in Taiwan, and Narita Airport in Japan. What do they all have in common? Well, they are all airports. But I'll mention another airport, Zurich Airport. Now, what does that have in common with the others? Well, yes, they are an airport. The Zurich Airport in Switzerland is one of the major ports into Switzerland. Ports meaning an airport. But one thing that does separate it from the rest of them is that the Zurich Airport in Switzerland has a big band. Yes, it's the Zurich Airport Big Band. And our good friend Bob Zanotti, host of Switzerland in Sound, put together this little feature on the Zurich Airport Big Band.
Well, to me, that was classic big band music, and really professional, too. But the thing is, it was not really performed by professionals. It was performed by the Zurich Airport Orchestra, a big band. And I think you'll agree with me, that was really great music in a fantastic classic style. Who's behind it? Why? Where did it come from? What do they do? Who are these people? Well, we're going to find out because I'm talking to Urs Brütsch, who's a member of the Zurich Airport Orchestra, or Big Band. Urs, welcome to Switzerland in Sound.
Hi, Bob. Hi, everybody.
And, you know, you sent me a CD, which has come out. We want to talk about that later on in the program. Let's go back to the founding of the Zurich Airport Orchestra. That was back in 2003. How did you get started? Why did you get started back then?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. 2003 proved to be the most difficult year in the history of Zurich Airport. The demise of the national airline, SARS, and the Iraq war shook the company to its core.
You're talking specifically about the grounding of Swissair, the proud Swiss national airline back in that. It's 10 years already, hard to believe. Those were really bad times for you at the airport.
Yes, and it was at that time that the number of employees came together to form the Zurich Airport Big Band under the motto, Music Unites.
This was kind of collective therapy, I suppose, really.
Absolutely. I mean, aside from its function as an ambassador for Zurich Airport in Switzerland and abroad, It plays also an important role in promoting solidarity and culture among employees at Zurich Airport.
Well, playing music is also a very, very typically Swiss pastime. Every village, you find so many bands, usually brass bands and so on. So this was really a very Swiss phenomenon, and you all got together and decided to play music to forget your troubles. That's basically it, right?
That's basically it, and actually we're very proud that we found the employees from all the different departments at the very beginning. I mean, we had firefighters, we had technicians, people from the cleaning department, but also from the management board. And that's really unique, and still up to now, to my knowledge, it's the only airport big band all over the world.
So you don't have any pilots there. The pilots, that's a separate group. Or do you have pilots?
Yes. Meanwhile, we have attracted other employees from service providers at the airport, but also from airlines. And we do have a pilot from an airline, and we have air hostesses from competing airlines. So we all together, we play music in a very harmonic way.
So you're open to anyone who has anything to do with Zurich Airport, even if they fly in there or maybe
Absolutely.
Have a residence.
It's kind of a microcosm of Zurich Airport. We have employees, but we also have shareholders of the airport. We have people living in the community next to the airport. And our conductor, the band leader, he is actually living just across the border in the southern part of Germany.
Which is about 15 minutes away, I think, from Zurich Airport.
Absolutely.
Very close. So it's also a boy-girl band. You have men and women playing.
Absolutely. And we do have two vocalists in our orchestra, a charming Swiss lady together with a Latin singer coming from Cuba.
Well, that shows you how cosmopolitan Zurich is, and certainly Zurich Airport. What about your own background, Urs? What is your job at the airport?
Well, I joined Zurich Airport 13 years ago. I was in the management team in various functions. The last function I occupied was the International Business Development Department, which took care of all the international engagements. Currently, I'm in a consortium applying for the privatization of a former military airbase in the Greater Zurich area.
Oh, yes. Well, that's a subject which is ongoing around here. So you're on the business side of the airport.
Absolutely.
Okay. What is your instrument, incidentally? You're a member of the band. I mean, what do you play?
I play the trumpet, and aside of the trumpet, I also used to play the alphorn, a very typical Swiss instrument.
I dare say. Of course, the trumpet and the alphorn, I guess the techniques are very similar, aren't they?
Technical-wise, it's very similar. The alphorn doesn't have any valves, so it's all the natural tones you play. And, of course, the alphorn you have to play outside in the nature, and it needs to have a nice echo.
So you don't have any valves on the alphorn. The valves are your own voice and your voice modulation.
Absolutely.
Well, since the founding of the Zurich Airport Orchestra, things have fortunately become much better. The great crisis and trauma back then, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, as we speak, is over. But the band, the orchestra, continues. Are you all completely amateurs still, or is there a commercial aspect to your performances today?
Most of the members are amateurs still, but we have a handful of semi-professionals or professionals, I would say, on the most critical instruments, on the rhythmic instruments like the drum set or the piano or bass.
But do these people still have some loose connection to the airport somehow?
At least they live close to the airport.
That's close enough. They're in earshot. We would say they're in earshot of the airport. They can hear the jets overhead.
Absolutely. And well, they sympathize with the airport.
Of course, the airport is the big, I mean, as a big employer there in Kloten, yes. suburb of Zurich. I mean, there's no question about it. How would you describe your musical style and your musical focus? Of course, we have to fall back on the fact that you are a big band. I mean, there's no question, as we heard before, that you have the big band sound, which I would say, I'm a musical amateur, but it has its origins in the 40s, maybe the 50s. Is that really the kind of music you're into?
Well, that's certainly one of the focus. I mean, all the Glenn Miller, Duke Ellington, you name them. But actually, the speciality of our big band is the variety of the pieces we perform. We do have, which is slightly different to the usual big band setting, we do have flutes in our orchestra.
Which is typically Swiss. I think of the Basel flute tradition, which is very strong.
Yeah, but it really gives an additional flavor to our sound. And that's the reason why we not only play typical swing style music, we also go into funk, into Latin, into rock. Uh-huh. Even we play classical music. We have very nice pieces of Johann Sebastian Bach, for example, which you'll also find on the new CD. And this was newly arranged by our band leader, especially for our flute.
Yeah, you mentioned the CD, and it has a very appropriate title. It's called Destination Big Band. And on the cover is a picture of all of you assembled there in your white and black uniforms right there at the airport. And 16 cuts. There are 16 titles on this CD. I'll ask you about that in just a moment. You said before that there are no big bands like this anywhere else in the world. You have done a limited tour, haven't you?
Well, yes, we toured a little bit through Switzerland. We would actually like to perform much more, and if you allow me to promote a little bit the orchestra.
Please do.
The orchestra can be engaged anywhere and at any time. We are very flexible, and we'd love to play once abroad. We'll actually have one concert in Germany in end of May in Constance, at Lake Constance. And we'll even perform in June on the peak of the Mount Pilatus in Switzerland when they celebrate, I think it's 150 years of their cogwheel train. So there are some nice concerts ahead of us, but could be more.
Now let's look at the CD, Urs, Destination Big Band. Is this commercially available? And if so, where can people get it?
The CD is commercially available. You'll find it at the airport, for example, or you'll find them on all the online CD or music stores such as iTunes, Amazon, and all the other ones.
Well, that name again is Destination. That's an easy one. That's an English word. It's also German. It's also French. It's also probably the Italian. It's an international word. Destination Big Band. Performances by the Zurich Airport Orchestra. And this is great what you've done. It's a self-help, recalling again, this is what you did. You got together during those terrible, depressive days back in 2003, the demise of Swissair, the previously the flagship of the Swiss pride, the Swiss national airline. I mean, the last thing any normal Swiss or anybody else in the world would imagine was the demise of Swissair. And it must have been a terribly difficult period for all of you psychologically and professionally. And you pulled yourself up by the bootstraps, as we say, and you created this band, which still continues today, and it's highly professional. My compliments, Urs, to you and all the band members. And there are 16 cuts on here. We heard the beginning before, one of them. Thinking of the classic big band, to take us out, I would like to play number 4 on the CD, the theme from Mr. Lucky by Henry Mancini. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, Bob. Thanks very much.
And thank you, Urs Brütsch, a member of the Zurich Airport Orchestra. And that CD again available at the usual places like Amazon, also at Zurich Airport. If you're there, support these people. It's a volunteer organization. They don't get rich on it. It just helps to pay for their uniforms and for their activities. Orsbridge, thank you so much. And let's go out with the Mr. Lucky theme. This is Bob Zanotti.
Thank you very much, Bob Zanotti, for that little feature on the Zurich Airport Big Band, or the Zurich Airport Orchestra, as they're also known. And by the way, there is a CD available of that band, and if you do a search on Google, you can find it. Interesting idea, isn't it? Imagine that if all airports in the world had their own big band. There was a time when many radio stations actually had their own big bands as well. I think there's only a few that are still around today in the Netherlands and France and, of course, in the UK. In the UK, they have the symphonies, orchestras, as well as their own big band, which is absolutely fantastic. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now time for Dionne Warwick and Friends with the song That's What Friends Are For, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Dionne Warwick and Friends, and That's What Friends Are For. Anyway, we hope that, well, we're your friends actually every Sunday here on PCJ Radio International. And we're, of course, your enemies on Saturdays and Mondays and the rest of the week. No, of course not. Definitely not. If you are listening to the show on another day of the week other than Sunday, you're probably listening to us through one of our partner stations. So, happy weekday to you and happy Sunday to everyone else. Now, over the past couple of weeks, or actually I say 2 months now, we've actually had quite a few special programs, programs that we had recorded in advance due to, well, two big holidays. There was Christmas and New Year's in the end of January, at the beginning, the end of December, the beginning of January. Then there was Chinese New Year, which was the end of January and the beginning of February. So, you know, it was quite holiday, that's almost 2 months of holidays, right? Well, actually, we have another holiday coming up. But this one is one of those holidays that is a little bit, well, it's a little bit more serious. It's not like a New Year's holiday. It's the 228 holiday, as is known here in Taiwan, which falls on the 28th of February every year. And this year, of course, people don't like it so much because if it falls, for example, on a Monday, that means people have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off. If the holiday falls on a Friday, you have the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. But this year it falls on a Tuesday. So you have Saturday, Sunday off. You work one day. You have one day off, and then you go back to work on Wednesday. Now, personally, I always find it very difficult to get myself going when there's a holiday like that in the middle of the week. Just like, for example, when there's a really long holiday, like we had for Chinese New Year, which was 10 days this year. Monday, I found it extremely difficult to get myself going again. And we actually have a lot of work to do right now because we're in the middle of launching a new program. And it's a little bit hectic. So yeah, anyway, that's one of those things, you know. What are you going to complain about it? Well, it sounds like I'm actually complaining about it, but I'm not complaining about it in a bad way. I mean it in a good way. I enjoy keeping busy. Time now for more music again. Roland Shaw and his orchestra made a series of very popular spy-themed albums. What I mean by that is it's not albums that they've recorded for, let's say, the CIA or MI6. No. These were albums featuring music from very popular spy series and films. Films like James Bond, television programs like The Saint and many, many others. One of the most successful that he did in the series was the music from James Bond films. So we're going to listen to You Only Live Twice, Roland Shaw and his orchestra, featuring the vocals of the Ladybirds. Now, those who grew up watching British television in the 1970s and late 1960s, programs like Benny Hill, Morecambe and Wise, and other light entertainment programs, including Top of the Pops, may know the group the Ladybirds. They were the backing vocals group for many international stars that would perform on the BBC, and also had their own group called the Ladybirds, where they would perform songs. So here's Roland Shaw and his orchestra featuring the Ladybirds, and You Only Live Twice.
So it seems one
Roland Shaw and his orchestra featuring the vocal group The Ladybirds with the signature tune to You Only Live Twice. And that's just from one of the many albums of, well, spy music that he had recorded many, many years ago. Now, there's something actually I want to mention about, because we had a listener of ours whose name I can't remember. I wrote it down earlier, but I think I left it in the office. And he was writing about a compilation album that he recently picked up of music from the 1960s, but he said when he listened to it, he found it a little strange because nothing sounded original. And you're absolutely, it's probably right, because there was a period of releases. I don't know if you remember, there were all these, you call budget music labels, budget record labels, like KTEL, Ronco, Arcade was another, there are many of them, that in the 1970s and 80s would have these infomercials on television to sell these albums. And many times they would feature the original artist singing maybe one of their hits. But because whatever record label was putting it out couldn't get the rights to the original recording, they would actually have that artist redo that song. And many times those re-recorded versions of songs really, well, to put it this way, really sound horrible. Maybe when the original was done on a big label like Columbia or MGM or RCA, there was a big budget with a full orchestra. But when they recorded them for the budget labels with the same vocalist, it was a smaller group, and it was really a lot to be desired. So that was actually the reason. Now, what has happened over the last 20 years? Sometimes when labels re-release them, maybe the people that are compiling them don't really notice the difference. I know that sounds really odd, how somebody cannot notice the difference, let's say, from a recording of, let's say, The Drifters from 1960 and a recording that they made in 1980, but they do sound very different. Not just the musical arrangement and the way it sounds, but also, of course, a lot of these artists that re-recorded the stuff in the 1980s were already in their 50s and 60s, and their voices had changed from when they were maybe 18. So yeah, you really have to watch out for them. And over the past few years, some labels have released those ones by mistake because nobody really paid much attention. And it reminds me of a recent CD that I picked up called Connie Francis Platinum Collection. Now, Connie Francis recorded for the MGM label, and that's where she had all her big hits like Stupid Cupid, Where the Boys Are, Lipstick on Your Collar, Vacation, Everybody's Somebody Fool, Who's Sorry Now, and many, many others. And I didn't really pay much attention because the price wasn't too bad. So I'll buy it, you know, maybe it's not so bad. And then I listened to it, and from the first track right away, I went, uh-oh, it's one of those. It has 18 tracks. Every single one was one that she'd re-recorded in probably the 1980s and 1990s. And they just don't match up to the original MGM recordings that she did. Except for one of them on here, which for some reason is the only one on this whole collection that is from the original MGM singles. It's the song. Now, I'll tell you what the song is in a moment, but I was thinking of maybe comparing them both side by side, but no, I don't want to put anybody through that. So we'll take a listen to one of them. This is the original MGM recording of Breaking In, A Brand New Broken Heart, Connie Francis.
If my friend should ask for me, here at home is where I'll be. There's no one be done. I have no time for having fun. I'm breaking in a brand new broken heart. Leave me alone and let me cry, cry, cry. There are tears that must be cried till they
Breaking in a Brand New Broken Heart, Connie Francis, from the album Connie Francis Platinum Collection. And of the 18 tracks, that's the only one that was one of the original MGM singles. All the other ones are her hit songs that she's singing, but they were all re-recorded in the 1980s and 1990s. It's not even released on MGM. There's not even a mention of MGM on here. It's put out by a label called, what? Swiss Stereo. Yeah, Swiss Stereo Music International. So if you do see it, I would suggest that maybe you don't pick it up. And I don't know, the whole thing looks just a little bit odd. I mean, even the labeling is not very nice. So yeah, it's probably one of those labels that got it, they couldn't get the rights to the original, so they just took the ones that were re-recorded. But anyway, try to keep away from any of those, because very often sound quality on them is not very good. And it's true, they're not expensive, but if you just spend a couple of dollars more, you can get the original recordings, which actually will always sound a lot better. And in the last few years, they have been discovering the master tapes. Now, there was a time, of course, when a lot of pop music was just wiped because nobody actually saw the commercial value to it. But what they've been doing is they've been tracking down the master tapes maybe that were sent to, say, Japan, which kept everything. Japan, of course, has many master tapes that were sent to them from the major labels for when they would release it in Japan. And those are all in fantastic condition. Just like recently, I don't know if you saw this news story. It was on BBC, but they, a place in London, at some basement, they discovered a whole bunch of tapes of live performances by Bob Marley that were made in the 1970s. And these were thought to have been lost. And they discovered these tapes in a damp basement. That they even thought that the tapes would never be able to be restored. But they managed to restore them at a cost of something like $25,000 or $30,000. Anyway, they're going to be releasing all that rare material. So, you know, there's things out there. And you just kind of have to look around sometimes. I'm always looking around for oddities. And things. I mean, there's some albums that I have which are literally one of a kind. Well, actually, one day I'll do a show on them. They are one of a kind, and I challenge anybody out there, if they have a copy themselves, probably don't. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. If you want to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's PCJQSL@pcjmedia.com. Once again, PCJQSL@pcjmedia.com. We're going to end today with Martha and the Vandellas and their big hit, Nowhere to Run. So on behalf of everyone else here at PCJ Radio International, I'm Keith Parent wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.